Friends, roadies, countrymen, and all folks around the world. Encore, you all. I'm back. Yep, it's John Edmund, talking to you all the way from the Bundu of South Africa. This month, I've been talking about the origins of the Rhodesian Fighting Forces, and I'd like to wind it up by telling you about their founding fathers. Founding fathers, as it were, the BSAP. This acronym means British South Africa Police. Well, strangely enough, they were the Rhodesian police and not the South African police. They began as the escort force raised by Cecil John Rhodes in 1889 to accompany the first settlers into Rhodesia that went there in 1890. Rhodes, of course, was a British businessman and imperialist deluxe. His dream was for most of Africa to be coloured red on the map of the world, denoting British colony, protectorate, or dominion. Along with that, it was his dream to have a railway from Cape Town to Cairo. In any event, he began in South Africa. For health reasons, he came out to South Africa as a youth to join his brother on a cotton farm in Natal. With the discovery of diamonds at Kimberley, things changed. He moved there, and the rest is history. I actually summed up his life story in a song called The Spirit is Strong on my Rhodesian Evergreens album, but that was long ago. But let's get back to this escort force, the British South Africa Company's Police, as they were originally known. Ever since I was a young boy, I always admired this police force with their smart appearance and their pageantry, especially when they appeared on horseback. When I was a young soldier doing my training in Rhodesia, I often had a BSAP officer wagging his finger at me, whilst after a couple of beers, bordering on the brink of being disorderly, when on a pass to town. Let's fast forward from there to Rhodesian Bush War in the 1970s. During my involvement there, I met and worked with many BSAP members in all fields. They escorted me, members of their air wing flew me, and I saw a lot of their units operating, and I even entertained them. After the war, I carried on entertaining them and wrote songs for them and about them. When Zimbabwe got their independence, that was the demise of the BSAP. But they live on in spirit. Their members are scattered to the far reaches of the globe and have formed worldwide associations. My wife Teresa and I have travelled to those far reaches to entertain them and keep the spirit alive. The BSAP is almost like a big family. Some members, fathers and grandfathers before them, were troopers in that force, and sometimes a father's sons and daughters would be serving together with him. In 1970, a new police commissioner was appointed to succeed Commissioner Jimmy Spinks. The new commissioner was Sid Bristow, who was a very popular and capable leader. As I said, some whole families were serving together. Commissioner Bristow was no different. Three of his sons and his daughter served in the BSAP along with him. I have met many families much the same, like the Hadfields that hosted our shows in Australia, father and two sons that served in the BSAP. But getting back to the Bristow family, one in particular, Rob, was, pardon the pun, instrumental in organising many Rhodesian get-togethers with me as entertainer. But not forgetting other stalwarts like Pete Shout, Grant Berry, John Ross, and many others. In any event, at a recent show, Rob Bristow told me that when he was in operations during the Bush War, everyone wore camo, whether they were police, army, or Air Force ground forces. However, somewhere on your camo would be a patch saying Army, Air Force, or BSAP. Whilst out in the bush, in the back of beyond, a tribesman came up to Rob and said, "Who are you? Army or what are you? Because this patch says BSAP. Rob said, "Police." The tribesmen retorted, "Oh, both soldiers and police, BSAP. Well, that stuck, and I thought it would be a great title for a song." So thus the song, Both Soldiers and Police. This song has three verses in which I document the regiment's history. It tells of their formation as an escort, their battles with the Matabele that were harassing the Mashonas, and then two rebellions in 1893 and 1896. In the second rebellion, two of their members, Majors R.C. Booth and F.C. Nisbet, won Victoria Crosses for bravery. During the scramble to colonize Africa, the Portuguese tried to occupy some Rhodesian land. The BSA repulsed this attempt at a place called Masakesi. Of course, they had a bit of a blot on their history when some of their members took part in the abortive Jameson Raid. This raid was hatched by Dr. Leander Starr Jameson and his boss, Cecil John Rhodes. They thought they could overthrow Paul Kruger's Transvaal Republic government. It was a serious miscalculation. They were defeated before they entered Johannesburg. Naturally, this was one factor that led to the Anglo-Boer War of 1899 to 1902. But the BSAP were there, on the side of Britain, and fought many brave actions like the relief of Mafeking and the siege at Elands River. I wrote about this, and there's a video on YouTube about this action. Not long after that, the 1914-18 First World War broke out, and the BSAP were there in action again. This time, they were sent to German East Africa and German West Africa, where they served with this distinction. Of course, at home in Rhodesia, police-keeping duties had to be maintained. After peace was declared, 25 years later, the Second World War broke out. The police were again stretched because many of their men had volunteered, but the Women's Auxiliary Police Service came into being. The Bluebirds, as I called them and spoke about in a previous podcast. If that was not enough, 20-odd years later, the terrorist Bush War began, and the BSAP were there, serving in many roles. Through the years, with the changing situations, many sub-branches of the BSAP were formed. Criminal investigation, special branch, traffic, dog squads, underwater units, SWAT teams, mounted units, infantry support units, anti-terrorist units, mounted units, air wings, and even boat patrols. They even performed ceremonial duties with boots on the parade ground or on horseback. So yes, that old tribesman all those years ago so eloquently added another meaning to the acronym BSAP, both soldiers and police. In closing, let me tell you that the BSAP are the only police force in the world that have been awarded a royal standard, either a Queen's standard or a King's standard. This is usually only awarded to army units of Great Britain for service to the Empire. King Edward VII presented this distinction to the BSAP at Mafeking shortly after the Boer War on October the 5th, 1904. It is also interesting to note that the honorary commissioner of the BSAP was once Queen Elizabeth, the Queen Mother. I must go now and remind you that my songs are available on most music platforms. Don't forget to like and subscribe to my YouTube channel and check out my website. It's goodbye with my acronym, BSAP. Be safe and persevere. BSAP, be safe and persevere. Salagashle, tot ziens, and most of all, zwakanaka.